And now we'll hear from the leaders of tomorrow. The schools here in New Orleans are still closed, both the public schools and the Catholic schools that educate about half this city's children, including many of its elites. This week we visited a suburban school that is making room for students who have nowhere else to go.
Brother Martin sophomores, right here.
The students crowded the gymnasium at Archbishop Rummel High.
First half of the alphabet is down here, guys. First half down here.
School President Michael Begg told these mostly college-bound students that New Orleans depends on them.
We also believe that if there is anything that's going to revitalize our area, it is going to be you.
Michael Begg was looking across a room erupting with the uniforms of different schools. Blue sweaters, brown sweaters, gray skirts, white shirts all tucked in. Normally, Archbishop Rummel High School has 1,300 boys. They'll now attend class in the morning. Michael Begg says they will clear out for an afternoon session to accommodate more than 1,600 new arrivals, mostly girls.
It's going to be very difficult to get the Archbishop Rummel High School boys off campus at 12:30 when the afternoon shift comes on at 1 o'clock. That's going to be an incredible task for us. FEMA might have to come out here for that. So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The Rummel High School marching band is practicing within sight of an office tower that lost many windows in the storm. That's just one of the signs of the way the hurricane affected New Orleans. Nancy Hernandez, the principal for the temporary students, noticed another sign. Many of New Orleans' parochial school students haven't been heard from yet.
You didn't see a lot of diversity here, and that's been a question among all of us over the last 2 weeks. Where are our minority students? You know, why are they not coming back into the city? But this is not typical. This is not what a typical New Orleans high school looks like.
New Orleans parochial schools are normally about 20% minority, and Hernandez hopes they will be again. Many of the students who did show up have returned after spending weeks out of town. Now they're trading rumors about changes to the music festivals that define their city.
They're taking away Jazz Fest and Voodoo Fest.
Yeah, I know. They don't deserve
and those
that.
Are our cultures. And Las Vegas tried to buy Mardi Gras from us.
We sat down to talk with a group of seniors. You might think their experience as evacuees would make some want to move away, but being on the road just made Jenny Collada want to come home.
I've always talked about going out of state for college, and now, like, after realizing how much I miss my home and, like, everything around me, I'm thinking of just staying in state and going to LSU.
Of the 13 people we have here now, how many people were planning to go to college? Everybody has raised their hand. Of the 13 people here, how many people evacuated twice? 1, 2, 3 of you. What do you guys think that you have learned from that experience?
I'm Courtney Collada. Last year, like, if something would happen, like a tsunami, and like we like hear about it on the news, and then like in class, talking about it for like a day or two, and then like we move on with our regular lives, and like it doesn't really affect us, and like this time it was us, and it's just so weird to think that we were never on this side. It's like us. That's just the really like weird part.
In the assembly, you were told that to some degree you are the people who are going to rebuild New Orleans. That's a heavy thing to be laid on you and the first day of school.
I'm Jason. I really don't think it is a big deal because I love the city, and if it takes me and my sweat and my elbow grease to rebuild it, I will do it. I don't care. I know my friend James here, he loves it more than I do. He's a diehard. I know along with him, we'll both put all our energy into rebuilding. It doesn't matter.
James, you seem to be getting committed to an awful lot of construction work there.
Yeah, I'm James Orth here, and New Orleans goes through a lot. And it had to deal with a lot. And no matter what happens to it, the diehard people and the people who love the city, who really love it, will always come back and will always rebuild it just because there's no place else they'd rather live.
You can expect that some of these students at Archbishop Rummel High School will help to make the city whatever it becomes next.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. Our audio engineers for Gulf Coast coverage include Marty Curcius, Ivan Burkett, Ted Mebane, Marcia Caldwell, Josh Rogerson, and Carlos Gomez. Kevin Langley is the Morning Edition production supervisor. Our technical director is Arthur Halliday-Loren. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. NPR's ombudsman is Jeffrey Dvorkin, and he can be contacted at ombudsman@npr.org. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne in Washington.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in New Orleans.